everybody, and welcome to episode 41 of Tech Tips Today with Jim. Thanks so much for listening. Don't be afraid to send me feedback at james.roberts@wdbqschools.org. I would truly appreciate hearing from you and knowing what it's like in your world and the things that you happen to be doing. I'm the guy who loves instructional technology, and I really like being able to share it with you. So I hope that you're able to walk away from these podcasts kind of having an idea of some things that you can do with instructional technology in the classroom. Today we're going to talk about five sites that I really like. We're going to talk about FET Interactive Simulation, artsalive.ca, MathTV, Academic Skill Builders, and Number Gossip. So let's get started. When you go to FET Interactive Simulations, FET is spelled P-H-E-T. It's a division of the University of Colorado at Boulder. FET Interactive Simulations provides a wide variety of science and math interactive designs that you're able to use. It's all coded in HTML5. When you arrive at the sites and you look into the content that they have, there's physics, biology, chemistry, earth science, math. You can look by grade level. You can even look by device, which is really fantastic. Plus, there's some teaching resources that are nice and high quality. You're able to choose different interactive simulations like states of matter, gravity and orbits, atomic interactions, bending light, charges and fields. You can look at all of these for free. It really is good. I give FET Interactive Simulations 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. When you visit artsalive.ca/en, it's artsalive.ca, you are arriving at the National Arts Center in Canada. So I've spent time in Canada, absolutely love it. So if you haven't been to Canada, gotta give it a check. Got to check it out. So any of my listeners who happen to be in Canada, you get a big thumbs up from me, eh? The artsalive.ca provides the opportunity for students to learn about the theater. It ranges in everything from music to English theater to French theater to dance. There's even imagined spaces you can go to. There's the secret life of costumes, being able to persuade your presence, a performing arts poster archive. When you get into this, you're able to check a whole variety of items that are designed for students and teachers, and parents would find them fun too. You can learn about young artists and program. There is just a really high quality site. I particularly liked where you can learn about the theater genres, like comedy, tragedy, drama. You can look at all of those and you can learn what the differences are. So if you're a performing arts teacher, this would be a great site for you to be able to visit because it teaches so much about the theater. I give artsalive.ca 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. MathTV is absolutely wonderful. It's available at mathtv.com. When you arrive at this site, you're able to watch videos that explain how mathematics works. For instance, I'm just going to give you an example here. When you go under algebra, there are videos about properties of numbers, positive and negative numbers, simplifying expressions, linear equations in one variable, linear equations in two variables. It goes on and on and on. It's a teacher with his students who've designed these videos. It's fantastic. You have to visit this site. It was really entertaining for me to look at and to be able to learn about mathematical processes. I really, really liked it. The teacher of this course had hired some of his students to be able to go through a textbook, a college algebra book that he was working on to check for errors, and they came up with the idea of doing these videos. This really truly is like a flipped classroom idea that's available for everybody to learn from. I really enjoy it, and it's really nice to see younger people, and by now they're young adults being able to help teach mathematic concepts. You have to go to mathtv.com and check it out. I give mathtv.com a resounding 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. Academic Skill Builders is available at www.academics.com. At Academics Skill Builders, you're able to play games, and they help boost student engagement and their fact fluency through a variety of different types of games. They're all educational games. There's math games, language arts games, and more. I really liked playing the Grand Prix game that was on this site. To give you an example of how it works, I click the play button, and I'm able to interact either through online with other people who are playing, or I can be in private. Of course, I went private because my math skills leave a little bit to be desired in here, because Grand Prix is a math game, multiplication math game, as a matter of fact. Once the game starts, a question is brought on the screen like, what's 4 times 3? And then you have multiple choice of 4 choices of answers, and then you click on the correct answer. Of course, your goal is to be at the head of the pack in your race car, so the faster you're able to answer the questions, the quicker your car moves through the course. There are all kinds of games that you're able to play. There's boat games, there's ice games, there's all kinds of different games that you can play. These are really, really good games for the students in your classroom where you want to be able to help expand their language arts skills and their math game skills. I give Academic Skill Builders 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. An extremely underwhelming looking site is called Number Gossip. It's available at numbergossip.com, but it is a really, really cool site. When you arrive at the site, it's really all white screen with just some black text on it, and you type in the box a number. You type in any number, and then you click Gossip, because they're going to be talking about that number and sharing information about it with you. It's definitely gossip about the number you type in. So I type in the number 3, and I get a box that says unique properties of 3. So you can read about it, like 3 is the greatest number of consecutive integers that can be pairwise relatively prime. There are rare properties of 3 like Fibonacci. You know, you get the idea in there. And there are common properties of 3 like deficient, evil, lucky, odd, palindrome. There's all kinds of neat facts that you can get about it. Now, I wanted to stump it, and I put in a number like 102, and I'm going, they're not going to be able to tell me anything about 102. But did you know that 102 is the smallest number with 3 different digits? And 102 is the alphanumeric value of 1,000? See? And then there's common properties with it too. It's really, really great. If you're a math teacher from any grade level, you can really use this to help teach your students about numbers. I give Number Gossip 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. That's another episode, everybody. I really, truly can't believe this was number 41 already. Time goes by so fast. Thanks for being a part of this podcast. I really do appreciate it. You take care, love life, and share your positivity with everybody around you. Thanks so much. Take care. See you next time on Tech Tips Today with Jim. Bye.